We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Here we go, 7:14, Monday morning, August 3rd, 2020. Dr. Fred Lopez, our guest, he's with us every morning at this time to answer your coronavirus questions. He is a professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Morning, Dr. Fred. How are you?
Good, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. A little bit out of breath because I got a bad knee and I ran and let the dog in, but I think I'll recover. Let's talk about this video because I'm getting some texts about this, and it seems as though internet stuff runs in waves where the first wave gets it and then the second wave, etc. So about the video, the doctors that talked about the hydroxychloroquine on YouTube, one of the doctors had done research with alien DNA. Can you just address for people that are just catching on to that video or just seeing it? And I guess, I don't know if you want to talk about why doctors release stuff like that or I don't know. However you want to mention the doctor, I don't even know how to address it.
Yeah, I can't speak to the doctor herself, although I have seen forms of the video. But I will say that the hydroxychloroquine studies that are out there, by and large, have proven to show that the drug is really not effective at either preventing COVID-19 or effective in outcomes in people treated with hydroxychloroquine who have COVID-19. Even the testings are yesterday for administration at the national level, so that it was essentially time to move on from the hydroxychloroquine therapies unless new studies show in a well-controlled way that it's effective in either prevention or treatment. Certainly this drug has gotten a lot of attention since the beginning of this pandemic, but the trials, particularly those that are well-controlled, looking in a very scientific way at its efficacy, they just haven't proven that hydroxychloroquine is effective.
For people that question the statistics, the method of gathering the information, it seems as though a lot of people tend to get stuck on trying to prove in some way the information is invalid with false positives or false negatives. And the other thing is everybody, or at least the president, a lot of people are fond of saying, of course we're going to have more cases, we're doing more testing. But to me, they seem to use that as a way of saying that the disease is not spreading, and that could not be farther from the truth, could it?
Right. No, we clearly are seeing increases in the number of cases. It's due to community spread. It's very effective community spread. It's community spread that's occurring in rural areas as well as urban areas. And the number of cases and the percentage of positive tests that return for COVID-19 speak to the fact that we're in the midst of increasing numbers. Now, locally, it does look like we may be reaching a plateau. Certainly some of the recent data gives us some glimmer that that's the case, but we're plateauing just like the rest of the country at a very, very high level. And what we would really like to see is getting on the other side of that curve, much like we were not so long ago, with decreasing number of cases, particularly over prolonged periods of time, so that we really can start to talk about reopening our communities in a way that's safe. I think right now we've seen what happens when we relax interventions that prove to be very effective, and the number of cases speak to that data.
Somebody texted in about Louis Gohmert. We were just talking about him and his daughter in a post she made on Facebook. Anyway, he said that he got the virus perhaps by wearing a mask, and that he was breathing in his own germs, which, just talk about that, if you will, please, for people that for whatever reason give that some credibility and think that wearing a mask can infect you.
Yeah, no, wearing the mask, in fact, we early on really espoused it for decreasing the risk of transmission from people who were infected to others. And clearly it's effective at doing that. One would not self-infect someone from their own germs. They'd be infected to begin with. So the mask itself is very effective at preventing the transmission. But recently we're finding that the mask is also very effective at protecting the wearer as well. And when I say very effective, not as effective as decreasing the transmission, but it does provide some self-protection. And so that is why masks mandates have become popularized throughout the United States, is that they are effective. Scientifically, they've been proven to be very effective, and they don't cause infection. Now, one of the issues is with anything that you put on your face is that you have a tendency to take your hands and touch the mask, touch the goggles if you're wearing the goggles as well. And that's where you could potentially infect yourself, is if you're touching your face to touch the mask and readjust it, or the goggles, and inadvertently you place virus in your mouth or on your nose or in your eyes. And that is a way that potentially the mask can contribute to the transmission of infection. But by and large, these masks are really going to remain the cornerstone of containing this pandemic until we get a vaccine available.
You can answer this, Dr. Fred, if you will, please, when we come back. Along those lines, says this text from our mortgage financial text line. We've been wearing masks for over 2 weeks as a community. Why are the numbers going up? You can answer that when we come back. 260-1870, that's a mortgage financial phone and text line number. If you have a question for Dr. Fred, text it in and I'll read it to him when we come back. Right now it's time for WWL Traffic. 7:25 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is August 3rd, 2020, Monday. Highs of 96 today, a 10% chance for showers, and it's going to be that way pretty much all the way through Sunday. We're talking to Dr. Fred Lopez, who, of course, is a professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans, answering your coronavirus questions. So before we went to break, somebody asked Dr. Fred via the text line, if everybody's wearing a mask as a community, why are the numbers going up?
Well, I don't know that they're going up. They actually look like they're plateauing. We'll have to see what this week looks like, but certainly recently it looks like they're plateauing. They're just plateauing at a very high level, as we talked about in our last session. The hospitalizations also look like they're stabilizing. They're very similar to the numbers that we're seeing in late July. So they don't, around the 21st of July, in fact, is the number comparable from this weekend. So they do look like they're plateauing and stabilizing. And it does seem like it's temporarily related to the mask mandate and the bar closings that Governor Edwards put into effect in mid-July. And if that's the case, then I think we are seeing the beneficial effects of the mask wearing and the bar closures that were instituted at that time. Again, this week will be very important to see if the data shows that that trend is, in fact, a stabilization and plateauing of the numbers. But what we'd really like to see, and I think the listener is speaking to this, is we'd like to see not just plateauing, but we'd like to see a decline in the number of cases, because we're doing mask wearing, we're social distancing, we're reminding everybody to wash their hands as frequently as possible, and we're asking them to avoid indoor gatherings where distancing and other measures are not being applied.
And as we say that, I had thought about this, maybe a false premise in that text. Walmart yesterday says this text, entering store, everyone in a mask, but walking around shopping counted 27 defiant ignoramuses who had shoved their mask in a pocket or pulled below their chin. If you want to talk a little bit, I guess, Doctor, about mask protocol, and I see people that have it below their chin, and I've had people approach me without a mask when I'm out walking a dog and I'm not wearing one, and I got to tell them to back off. And I love talking to everybody, but I don't think it's rude to say, no, hang on a second here. I can hear you. Give me some space. And maybe people need to be cognizant of that as well.
Yeah, the masks work. We can say it in many different ways, but if you wear a mask and I wear a mask, we all wear a mask, we're going to drive down the number of cases. And we need to continue to reinforce that. It's particularly a problem indoors if people are not wearing masks and the ventilation is poor. That's where infections can occur much more effectively than outdoors, where you're less likely to transmit infection. But you need to wear the mask, and you need to physically distance. Otherwise, it's going to be very hard to make an impact. I know I've said this several times in the last several weeks, but I keep thinking it bears mention. Dr. Redfield, the head of the CDC, just a couple of weeks ago said if everyone in this country wore their masks universally, that we would have this under control in 4 to 8 weeks. And again, that's just with the masks. If we apply some of these other interventions as well, we should very effectively be able to get back to where we were not so long ago locally, and hopefully across the United States as well, make that kind of impact to flatten the curve and then get on the other side.
Do you look, as schools open, as Labor Day approaches, do you realistically look for another spike in coronavirus cases?
I would anticipate that when schools return at all levels, that people are going to be infected. They're going to be infected asymptomatically, and there will be the risk for transmission. I know that the transmission appears to be less from younger children to others, but that doesn't mean they can't transmit infection. And once you get above 10 years of age, those individuals can transmit the virus every bit as effectively as adults. So, yes, I do think that if we continue to have community spread of COVID-19 and schools reopen, we're going to see more cases.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dr. Fred Lopez, Professor of Medicine, Section of Infectious Diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. When we come back, we're going to talk to Richard Casey, a board-certified pulmonologist, part of the COVID intensive team with the St. Tammany Health System. There is a lot of room between asymptomatic and death. And we're going to talk about some of what you could be looking at with COVID when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.